You're listening to Comedy Central.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Please welcome Lupita Nyong'o! Welcome back.
Thank you.
Please take a seat. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
So good to have you. And congratulations. I've read numbers that say that Black Panther is on track right now in like 9 days to cross $500 million. Are you as over the moon as everyone else that's watched the movie?
Yeah, probably a little higher.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's amazing, amazing what this film has been able to do. I mean, we could not have predicted this, you know? Not only that the box office is quite handsome, but, you know, the effect it's having on the world. I mean, for the first time, I've seen people paying for other people to go see the movie and things like that. It's become this community effort, and that is incredible.
It really has connected with people on a level beyond just the superhero, because when you start with the basics, this movie is an amazing film. Black Panther it's an amazing Marvel film. It's a superhero film. But you dig into it and you see that this film is doing something that people seem to have been longing for a long time, and that is showcasing different faces, showcasing different people. Was that something you were cognizant of when you were making the movie? Did you go like, oh, this feels different, this feels special while you were making it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. From the very start, when Ryan walked me through the story, I was just like, oh, my goodness, this is something that I want to see. This is a dream come true, you know, that we get to have a superhero that's African.
Right.
And he's fly, he's badass, he's intelligent, he's got women all around him that are also badass. I mean...
Yeah, and you know what? The women, I think that's the interesting part of the story for me is I won't spoil anything for anyone, but the women in this film aren't like, it's not women that are on the side, it's not women that are subservient, it's like, no, these women are kicking ass in different roles in Wakanda.
Yeah.
And they're all individuals, you play, I would say, the love interest and the inspiration in many ways to T'Challa. When you were playing this character, what were you trying to convey? What were you trying to give us when you were playing your character?
Well, I think Ryan really wanted to tell a different story about love, you know? In these kinds of genres, usually the love interest is being pursued and she's won at the end and she's quite the B-plot and she doesn't have an effect on, like, the main story. And Ryan really wanted to free us of that and show us a different look at what it means to be in a relationship and have agency in that relationship. So, you know, it's not your average love story. Right. You know, Nakia has her life going on as well as her love. And that's such a refreshing image. And also to see a positive image of Black relationships, you know? Where the man is present, the man is interested in what the woman has to offer, the man relies on the woman, and the woman supports the man, you know, that kind of healthy relationship, and where you can argue about and really tussle with real issues and help each other achieve your goals outside of just your personal, intimate stake.
Right. Yeah. And I think there were a lot of people who were history buffs, people who study African culture, who said what they loved is Black Panther felt like it was a tip of the hat to African culture as it was intended,
right,
where people were equal, even though it was a patriarchal society, where people were going like, no, women served a different role at some point. Women had more in different cultures.
Yeah.
When you played your character, and when you have Danai Gurira, who's also amazing,
yeah,
in this story, you guys are badass. And there is a scene that touches on something I thought was a rumor, but I found out is true, and that was no one had straightened hair in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
No one had, you know, the hair that was like with a, usually a curling iron on their hair. Why was that so important? Is that something that's important?
Well, I think it goes back to what is innately considered beautiful on the continent. You know, before the advent of the white man, Black people on the continent were doing all sorts of things with their hair, right? So the idea of extensions and all that is not new. But the kind of shaming or rejecting of kinks and curls is new. And that did come with the white man.
Right.
And so in this story, Wakanda is a country that's never been colonized. They don't know the first thing about the white world.
Right.
And so they embrace themselves. They have their own sense of what is beautiful and their own sense of augmentation. And that's why you don't see any straight hair.
And you feel people connecting with this movie in an authentic, and also, I want to say, like a beautiful way, because it's not anti anything. It's just pro. It's pro. It's enjoying being Black. It's enjoying all different aspects of being Black.
Yeah.
I've noticed people in the streets becoming Wakandans.
Oh yeah.
Which is my like Roy, for instance, went out to a Foot Locker, and then when he was done, the guy was like, "Have a good day, brother," and he was like. This is like people are doing this now in the streets.
I know.
Have you noticed any of that?
Oh my God, yeah. Yes. So yesterday I took a walk. It was such a beautiful day yesterday in New York. And so I was undercover and I took a walk to the park and I came across this group of teenagers and they were all barking like M'Baku.
So they were doing, there's like a gorilla, like it's a gorilla tribe that's powerful. And
exactly. And they were doing that. And I was just so amused and I was giggling to myself. And they were like, oh my God. And one of them hadn't seen the movie. And they're like, you got to see the movie so that we can make memes and gifs. Yeah, it was incredible.
Is it a little bit strange for you? You were in 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah.
Right? People would come up to you and be like, oh, Lupita, that was amazing. That was a fantastic portrayal. And now you're in what was supposed to just be a superhero movie. But it feels like for this movie, people are asking you the deepest questions about Blackness and African culture. And does the movie fix every single problem that Black people face? And will this fix the errors of the past? And is a little bit overwhelming and lopsided for you?
It truly is. And I thought, okay, I did 12 Years a Slave, and the kinds of questions I got with that were deep. And, you know, I had to almost like study before I did my press tour. And then with this, I was like, ah, this is easy. It's just a superhero movie.
Right,
you know,
right.
I'll just talk about like lifting weights or something. But then the questions are extremely deep, and people are really relating to this on a very deep level. I feel like I need a PhD just to like answer people's questions.
Right. And you did lift weights though.
I did.
Let's talk about that. No, you did lift weights. You trained. How many months did you train to fight for?
I was training for about 4 months before.
Like hand to hand combat.
Well, first of all, just in New York, conditioning and getting my body ready for boot camp. And boot camp was 6 weeks before we started filming. And we trained. First of all, it was like 4 hours a day. And then I was like bonking. I was so tired. And then I was growing too buff. And so they had to take it down to just 2 hours a day. And yeah,
they
that
like,
was
now
very
there's
intense.
Two Black Panthers in this movie. Too strong, Lupita.
Yeah, I mean, I had to, because I couldn't fit in my clothes after a little while.
Right.
Yeah, because my arms were just like stones, and I was just like, okay, this was not the idea. I don't need to take up more seats of the screen, you know? Let's just, like, tone it down.
I would be remiss if I let you go without speaking about news that came out yesterday. Apparently, you agreed to produce and star in a film about a young South African boy and his mother.
Yes!
It's insane. First of all, I wanted to say thank you. I mean, like, when we first spoke about the book as a concept, you were like, I love this book, I love the story, I love everything about it.
Well, you're not telling the truth, because the truth is, I was on the set of Black Panther, and I got the book, I pre-ordered it, got it, I read it, and I sent you an email. And I said, Trevor, please, would you do me the honor of letting me play your mother?
And then I was like, I don't know if it'll work out. And then she sent me a pic of her muscles, and I was like, oh, that's my mom. Yeah, that's my mom. That's my mom. You can do it. I'm excited. Thank you for everything you're doing. Black Panther's amazing. You are phenomenal. We'll see you here again. $500 million. It's going to be $1 billion. We'll see you in the sequel. We'll see you in everything. Lupita Nyong'o.
Thank you.
Black Panther, in theaters now. Lupita Nyong'o, everyone.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Today, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And who has the time? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family's insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then, HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud to help you and your family save. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden medical bill errors. To save, visit healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.